sitting in the morning sun.
The next Match and Direct lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a big event. Mo Brooks, Alabama congressman, gave up his seat to run for the Senate, got beaten, is now going to flip on Trump. Mo Brooks was one of the principal architects of the insurrection. He asked for pardon. He is the one who gave the speech that said that it's time to kick a blank blank. He is the one who incited them to violence. He's the one who's afraid of criminal prosecution. He is a Trump lapdog. And when he ran the Alabama open Senate seat because Richard Shelby was retiring, his only opponent was a woman who was Shelby's chief of staff. Looked pretty good for him, so Trump jumped in to endorse him. Trump is very opportunistic. You know, he endorses if he thinks you're going to win anyway, usually. Or if he's very angry at you and vengeful and just wants to hurt you. Those are his criteria. Well, then it started to look like Mo Brooks wasn't doing real well in the polls. Because Mo Brooks is one strange ranger. He is one sick puppy. And the people in Alabama were onto him. And the woman who was the chief of staff to Shelby, you know, is pretty much a nonentity, you know, right wing and be no good in the Senate, but at least wouldn't embarrass the state. So then Mo Brooks did the unthinkable to Trump. Mo Brooks goes, let's get beyond the 2020 election and focus on the future. That's all he said. He didn't say that the 2020 election hadn't been rigged. He didn't say that Trump hadn't won. He just said, let's focus on the future. That enraged Trump. So he yanked the endorsement. The minute he yanked the endorsement, Mo Brooks sunk like a stone. And on election day on Tuesday, Shelby's chief of staff beat Mo Brooks. And Trump endorsed the chief of staff in the general election against the Democrat. This enraged Mo Brooks. And Mo Brooks announced yesterday that he will flip on Trump. He said, I will testify before the January 6th panel, but only about January 6th. Now, let's unpack that. First of all, Mo Brooks is not a lawyer. Maybe he is a lawyer. If he is, he doesn't know much law. If you're subpoenaed by the January 6th Commission, and so far they haven't gone after congressmen whom they subpoena and don't show up, even though they could for contempt of Congress. But there's kind of like professional courtesy among sharks and lawyers, that kind of thing. There's professional courtesy among congressmen. They don't hold them in contempt. Largely because if the other party ever gets control of the Congress, they'll hold them in contempt. So Mo Brooks had a safe harbor. But Mo Brooks isn't going to be in Congress after January because he's not running for re-election in November. And they're sworn in January. So by saying that he will flip on Trump and testify, but only as to what happened on January 6th, is bad for Trump. It's also bad for Mo Brooks. Here's why. If I'm the panel, I'll go, great, here's a subpoena. Show up, give us your emails and texts, and ask him about January 6th. And I don't think this guy has good counsel or any counsel. He'll hang himself. But then when they start saying, but we're more interested in the fake electors and what you had to do with that, and the meetings you were at in the White House in December around Christmas where you cooked this up. And he goes, well, I'm not going to talk about that. Well, no, excuse me, Mr. Brooks. You don't get to give partial testimony. What you do is you testify or you don't. If he then goes, okay, I'm going to take the fifth on that. It's what he does not want to have to do, but he could do that. But there's a doctrine in the law that if you open the door, you can't sort of partially take the fifth. In other words, go, okay, I'll go a little bit down the primrose path with you, But then when it looks like I'm in trouble, I'll stop. There's some judges who say you've waived your Fifth Amendment privilege and you answer the question and go to jail. Mo Brooks is an idiot, quite frankly. Everybody knows he's an idiot. He's also crooked. He was in on the coup. He asked for a pardon. He has a guilty conscience. He knows that he violated the law. He asked for pardon. But now, out of vengeance against Trump, who yanked his endorsement of Mo Brooks out of vengeance, for Mo Brooks saying, let's focus on the future. Mo, this is not the Mo of Mo, Larry, and Curly. This is not the Three Stooges, although, frankly, it sounds like he's the Three Stooges. This is a guy who is really digging himself in deeper. If he were smart, he would have shut up. Frankly, if he were a patriot, he wouldn't have done what he did in the first place. But Mo Brooks is about to rat on Trump. And I just talked about people who ask for pardons. Oh, really? Ask for pardons? Guess what? He wasn't the only one. Andy Biggs of Arizona asked for pardon because of his crooked involvement. Paul Gosar, Arizona, asked for pardon. Debbie Lesko, Arizona. The entire Arizona delegation. David Schweikert. Debbie Lesko. Gomer. Gomer of Texas. Gosar, Biggs, Lesko, and Schweikert of Arizona. The whole delegation, they only have four congressmen, all asked for pardons. They asked for pardons. Mo Brooks asked for a pardon. Scott Perry asked for a pardon. Marjorie Taylor Greene asked for pardon, now denies it. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan sniffed around obliquely. He said, I'm not asking, but tell me about the pardons. One of them said, I think it was Brooks, said, would you pardon all 147 members of the Congress who voted not to certify the election crookedly? This is not just a treason caucus that continually stabs Biden in the back, the wartime president, undermines our fight against Russia. This is not only a treason caucus that's trying to upend democracy itself. They're all scurrying out of the weeds, wanting pardons for Trump. Now it's too late. Trump isn't there. They have to understand something. Trump is not a grateful man. He's not a grateful man. He wouldn't give Giuliani a pardon. He doesn't give people pardons. He's not a grateful man. But Mo Brooks is about to rat on him in a stupid, clumsy way. We'll see what happens. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, you're first, my friend. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, at this point, if you're still on the Trump train, you have some serious issues. The man tried to overturn the votes that elected Biden. Don't ever tie abortion and guns and blame the Democrats for wanting to take your guns. That's not a very good argument. What happened in Uvalde was sad, and some things need to be done with automatic weapons. It's two separate issues. So that was very lame of the man to call in and compare the two. So that's my thought. Oh, and also, you're right, you cannot get on conservative talk radio or right-wing talk, whatever you want to call it. Most of it's owned by corporate America anyway, but if you call in, you're not going to be able to express your opinion. They don't want you to. They want people to listen to think that everybody has that point of view. So that's just my thoughts this morning. You have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, same to you, Paul. Thanks for calling in. You're absolutely right. And not just you, but Bill of Oconomowoc, a lot of other guys, they will call conservative radio and they get the back of the hand. Somebody will say, what do you want to talk about? Get out of here. But if they let them on, they let them on for 30 seconds and then they throw them out. This program, my program, welcomes all points of view. We welcome all points of view, and I'm very, very happy to talk about it. But the point of the matter is that it's not a two-way street, but so what? Okay, we're going. I want to get as many people in. Robert of West Allis, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
I just wanted to add a few things. You forgot Matt Gaetz asking for a pardon.
Well, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, he wanted it to be overly broad because of the child sex trafficking ring he's involved with. So.
Yeah, no, you know, thank you for reminding me that. Everybody, add Matt Gaetz. He wanted a pardon, but he wanted a special kind of pardon. He wanted a pardon that was blanket. It was plenary. In other words, anything you did bad from the day you were born till now, till Trump leaves office, you're exonerated from federally. What he thought he was concealing, and this guy is pretty lame, was he's being investigated for trafficking of underage minors. And he was going to take that pardon and go, well, you know, I got a pardon. Well, no, you didn't get a pardon. Thank you for saying that, Robert. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.